child born in a hospital in the United States today within hours of coming from source into this, you know, into this body, the first thing that happens to them is pharmaceutical intervention without really asking, you know, I mean, there's barely informed consent about this. That child's eyes are smeared with erythromycin ointment and they're given a hepatitis B vaccine in their first day of life. And the Hep B vaccine is for hepatitis B, which is a sexually transmitted disease, an IV drug user disease, of course, which babies are not gonna be exposed to. And yet every single baby in America is getting the intervention. So from the literally the day we are born,
why? So, I mean, why not test the pregnant mother for those?
They do. Okay, so they give it to the women who, even if they have tested negative,
which
they
should
give
be
it
the overwhelming majority.
Absolutely.
So I don't understand, why would you treat a child on his first day of life for illnesses you know for a fact he doesn't have and isn't gonna get?
So a child's born, let's just take this out. The child's born, Hep B is spread by two routes, sexually transmitted disease or intravenous needles. So my 1-day-old isn't gonna be having sex or doing heroin right away. So what's the purpose of getting this on the schedule in the first day of life, the first hours of life? And if you push, and I welcome anyone to do this with their doctor, you get to two things. You get to the American patients are too stupid to remember, so we need to do it right away. That's literally like what they say. And then my doctor told me that a child at daycare could trip over a needle that has hepatitis B on it. That's literally what they get to. That a needle could be on the playground, that somebody just did heroin or something, threw the needle down, and has hepatitis B blood on it. I asked the doctor, has there ever been in human history a case of hepatitis B being transferred that way? They said no. That it's only through intravenous needles and sex. So you actually, to steel man this, and again, welcome any of you to respond, there's not actually a scenario, absent of intravenous needles or sex, that a person gets hepatitis B. There is not a reason for this to be given.